Masechet Zevachim, Perek Tet, Mishnah Zayin. The first Mishnah said, HaMizbeach Mekadesh Et Hara'uilo. The Mizbeach sanctifies items that are fit for it. If an item is placed on the Mizbeach and it's supposed to be there, even if it's invalid, it retains some level of Kiddushah. Here we'll elaborate and we'll say that it's not only the Mizbeach that sanctifies on a certain level, but other parts of the Beit HaMikdash do as well. Mishnah says, just like the Mizbeach sanctifies that which is fit for it, the ramp of the Mizbeach also sanctifies items that are fit for it. If an invalid korban or something, or a part of the korban, was placed on the ramp of the Mizbeach, then it has a certain level of sanctity and it has to be put on the Mizbeach itself. Keshem Sheha Mizbeach V'hakevesh mekadeshin et ha-ra'ui lahen, kacha kelim mekadeshim. Just like the mizbeach and the ramp sanctify items that are fit for them, likewise, the holy vessels, the klesharit as well, also sanctify which is fit for them. If a person verbally designates something as a korban or as a gift to the Beit HaMikdash, they acquire a certain kedushat dami, monetary sanctity, and they wouldn't be allowed to be used for anything else unless they were properly redeemed. Only when they're put into a klesharet, the holy vessels of the Beit HaMikdash, do they now acquire a certain kedushat haguf, physical sanctity, which makes them a korban. At this point in time, you cannot redeem the korban, and it could also become disqualified through becoming tameh in some way. So we're learning from here that just like the mizbeach and the ramp have the ability to sanctify a korban, also the klesharet also has the ability to do that, and even if it becomes invalid, for example, if invalid blood is placed in the klesharet, it now becomes fit for zrika on to the mizbeach. Keleh halach mikadeshin et halach, umidot hayavesh mikadeshot et hayavesh. Vessels that were designated for liquids sanctify liquids. Measures that are designated for solids sanctify solids. Vessels that were designated for liquids do not sanctify solids, and measures that were designated for solids do not sanctify liquids. If you have sacred vessels that were punctured, if there's a hole in them, if they could be used still in a similar way to the use that they had when they were whole, they sanctify what's put inside of them. V'im lav en mekadeshim. But if not, if they don't have the ability to be used in that same way because of the hole that they have, they do not sanctify what's put inside of them. V'kulan en mekadeshin ela bakodesh. All of these items only sanctify when they're in the courtyard of the Beit HaMikdash. But if they were not in the courtyard of the Beit HaMikdash, they do not sanctify.